Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're joined by Dr. David W. Schneer as a fiscal conservative, small government, free market environmentalist. We'll get more into his bio in the next segment and recap everything. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, Doc. How did you discover that the EPA was doing this? Because I know there's a whole other area to the story. And basically, they were trying, because I read over the lawsuit, but to rig things to then restrict cars, right? Right. So, I mean, they're doing this testing so they can then demonize, what comes out of a tailpipe, period, right?
Well, one of the biggest problems is we have no idea why they're doing the testing. They claim that they're doing it to try to find out knowledge about air pollution, but in fact, this kind of testing is not authorized by the Congress. We learned about this, or I learned about it, when a colleague of mine and a fellow member of the American Tradition Institute, Steve Beloy, called me up and he said he had been following this issue for a very long time. And what was amazing to me, Alex, he talked about what was going on, and I just shook my head. I couldn't believe him because I'd worked for EPA for 33 years. And this was my life's work. I spent a lot of time trying to protect human health and the environment, to try to keep people safe and try to do the right thing. And what Steve was telling me just was unbelievable. And then I thought, well, it's all right. We do have protections. I'll look at the law. I'm sure there's a way that the law would allow some of this. And I did. I looked in greater depth than I'd ever looked at before with regard to human experimentation. And the bottom line is Steve was right. EPA was wrong. They're doing something that should never be done, should never have even started. And it's not around the edges. We're talking about taking human beings and exposing them directly to diesel exhaust coming directly out of a diesel truck. You won't believe the pictures, and they're available. They park a truck next to their building, directly underneath an intake, a little pipe, and that pipe pipes this diesel exhaust, and not just particulate matter, but every other kind of toxic substance that's in that exhaust, including carbon monoxide, into the building. They mix it with air, and then they pipe it into this little bitty room where a subject sits for 2 hours and breathes it. And they get exposures that are above the level allowed by EPA for all the rest of us. And what is most disgusting is that EPA actually sought out subjects more likely to be harmed by this than the normal person.
Well, I mean, by the way, we heard about Nazis that would take the exhaust and put it back into a truck. They'd arrest people, put them in it, and then pipe it back in. I mean, this really does bring up Holocaust-type imagery.
Well, it does. And I will say that, in normal scientific discussion, when anyone brings up Nazis, the discussion ends because people think you're over the edge. But the reality is, and EPA and the University of North Carolina, in their own statements, explain that the rules associated with human experimentation begin with an understanding that this is what the Nazis did and we won't do it again. Now, there's some additional backstory here, Alex, that I think maybe your listeners would be interested in. Steve Malloy's uncle was in a concentration camp, and because he wasn't able-bodied, his job was to go around the camp every morning and identify those people who were too sick to work. And those people whose names he put on a list were executed that day. Steve's terribly upset about this kind of thing. It's in his family to try to make amends for the terrible choice his uncle had, an uncle who was told that if he didn't pick these people, he would be killed.
Well, sure, that's right up the Nazi alley, a secret and toxic experimentation on humans, a.k.a. Joseph Mengele. And you're right, in the law, it states we don't want to do that. We'll be right back to break this down. This is a big story with the federal government doing this with people that didn't know what was happening to them. Straight ahead, we're going to break down the whole thing and show more photos. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together. We'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I like me some Johnny B. Goode. What about you? We're talking about some incredibly hardcore issues right now. If you just join us until the bottom of the hour, then I'm going to get into the incredible economic news I haven't properly gotten into yet, and an amazing story up at InfoWars.com. You know you're a conspiracy theorist if, and we'll go over this list and more. We've also got a new Natural News article just out about Bain Capital helping cover up Monsanto activities. So, and again, they're financing Obama as well. It just shows how it's bipartisan evil, a total culture of corruption. Now, we're joined by Dr. David W. Here on the show today, and we're going to be discussing some things. We're going to be talking to David W. Schneer here in just a moment. And I'm here digging out the press release here that I have in the stack of Dr. Schneer. They have filed this lawsuit. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it. If not, just go to Infowars.com, and you can see the photos that they took of diesel trucks piping gas into the medical facility and not telling the people what was happening to them. And this is just absolutely amazing. The lawsuit is the American Tradition Institute Environmental Law Center versus the United States Environmental Protection Agency and Lisa P. Jackson, administrator. And David joins us right now. Dr. Schneer, let me just read his bio before we get back to him, is a fiscal conservative, small government, free market environmentalist. He worked for 35 years at the EPA. He earned his PhD in environmental management and his master's of science in public health at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and his JD cum laude from George Mason University School of Law. He is a member of the Bar of the United States Supreme Court, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second and Fourth Circuits, and the Supreme Court of Virginia. He is an adjunct professor at George Mason University School of Law. He serves as the director of the Center for Environmental Stewardship at the Thomas Jefferson Institute, Virginia's premier independent political public policy foundation, director of the Environmental Law Center of the American Tradition Institute, and director of the Free Market Environmental Law Clinic. That said, he's a real expert from the law, from the environment perspective. You see, he is, you know, really perfect to be able to expose what's happening here. So start over. You've got the floor. I'm going to shut up now, Dr. Schneer, and break down how big this story is. Again, ATI files suit to stop illegal EPA human medical experimentation. We have the photos, everything of this. It's just par for the course, but this stuff's still going on. This is what we think of as the old experimentation, and exactly where this is going. Because if they get away with this, and thank God you discovered it, you and your team, then who knows what else is going on and what's coming next, Dr. Schneer?
Well, Alex, let me just start out by saying that I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am a skeptic because I'm a scientist. But this is not about some notion that there's an evil force at work. What there is let's put it this way. EPA has lost its way. EPA has lost its way in many different ways. And the EPA of today is not the EPA that I knew when I was there, and especially in the early days when we were trying to help clean up the environment and protect public health. There comes a point in time, however, when not enough management, not enough oversight's being done. And that's what happened here. Indeed, the whole issue of using data from someone else that came from human experimentation has been a controversial issue that under President Clinton, under President Bush, we didn't do. The agency didn't accept that data and didn't use it. And in time, people who had done this kind of experimentation, specifically folks who made chemicals, herbicides, and pesticides, said that they were willing to do the experiments and allow EPA to use that data to show that their stuff wasn't very dangerous. Well, indeed, they did that kind of work. Indeed, the agency looked at it and said that the work was done properly. The people were informed properly. But Congressman Waxman and Senator Boxer looked at this and said, this is nuts. You can't do this stuff. Wrote a lengthy report saying this is not appropriate. But it went to court, and the court said, look, EPA, if it doesn't want to use it, doesn't have to use it, but it has to make that decision through a regulatory action. And EPA hadn't regulated it. They're doing what they've been doing more recently, which is just by fiat deciding to do things without following complete processes. Well, one would have thought at that point that EPA would have gone ahead and written a regulation. But they didn't. They just ignored it. And that sent a message down the road. And some of these scientists who didn't have anything better to do or who wanted to work in this area or who had a brand new shiny facility that they could use to test human beings with took it beyond the line. They imposed risks on these subjects without telling the people that this stuff can kill, that it can cause cancer, that it is, according to the administrator of the US EPA, the cause of 1/4 of all death in the United States. And so we look at this and we say, well, look, the science on PM2.5 is a little bit hokey, but you don't fix it by putting human beings into a gas chamber and piping in diesel fumes just to find out how sick they'll get. That's not allowed.
Well, by the way, I've seen people arrested and put in Pier 57 during the RNC in 04. And then we saw it happen everywhere else where they will go and get an old facility, and then they come and run buses the whole time just to make everyone ill. I mean, to say, not conspiratorial, Doc, I know you're a smart guy. Do you know how many thousands of secret tests have been declassified, many of which were lethal against foster children, you name it? Just 6-7 years ago, New York Daily News showed where the government and other groups were contracting with CPS to deliver 7- and 8-year-old children to facilities to have pesticide tested on them until death. Now I know you may not be aware of that. I can send it to you if you'd like. I mean, this is a long-term deal going on in this country. I mean, I'm sure you heard about black men and syphilis and things like that, injecting them or whatever and letting them have it for 50 years. But, I mean, this is all just the tip of the iceberg. And I would imagine that your investigation, if it spreads out or you're able to get any traction with this, you're going to find there's other stuff going on.
Well, certainly the Tuskegee incident, Tuskegee Institute, where black men, African-American men, were exposed to syphilis and then were never treated, is a perfect example of where the U.S. government fell down on its responsibilities. And the sad part of that was that these men infected their wives, their children got infected, and even when penicillin was available and they could have been completely cured, that public health service activity went on. It went on until it was exposed. Once it was exposed, it stopped immediately, and it was on the basis of that the laws we have today were written.
Those people were Joseph Mengele's and should have been executed so they wouldn't keep doing this stuff. I mean, my dad's professor, the head of a major department at UT, because my dad was top of his class, called him and a few others aside and said, by the way, we're eugenicists. So, I mean, you've got a doctorate in science and things. You're a lawyer. I mean, you never ran into the eugenicists, the anti-human crowd, when you were at the EPA?
I have to say that my colleagues at EPA, my colleagues at the University of North Carolina, if they understood what was actually happening, would just abhor what was happening. And the only people who will defend this will be the scientists who say, oh, it's not really very risky. It's okay. It's just a minor inconvenience. You might get a little bit of problem with your asthma. And yet you've got the agency's administrator out there saying this stuff kills. The problem we have is a lack of supervision at the agency, a lack of honesty amongst these scientists, and that's where those problems always start.
Well, where is your lawsuit going, and what are you hoping to do with this?
Well, we're in the Eastern District of Virginia, and we are going to, and we're there because, among other reasons, it's called the rocket docket, Alex. It means your case goes forward very quickly. They adjudicate with speed, and we want this stopped. We intend to file, we filed a complaint. We intend to file a temporary restraining order motion by this Friday, which means a week from this Friday, we'll be in front of a judge saying we want this stopped immediately until we can sort out what's going on. Then the things that we're specifically asking for is that this kind of experimentation stop altogether, that this never happen again. Secondly, we want the University of North Carolina, whose medical institutional review board was responsible for reviewing the protocols and the informed consent materials, we don't want them to receive any more money from EPA.
Yeah, well, those bioethicists need to be fired. No kidding. So, Doc, let me expand on this then. Look, the only moral human experimentation is if someone gives full consent. That's why the classic thing is scientists test stuff on themselves. Okay, that's your business. But the key here is what you're saying in the suit and what they admit. They were not telling these people what was happening. So I think they should be criminally charged when all this is vetted and totally proven. I mean, how about the Tuskegee people, and how about the folks that did this? How about some jail time so they don't? I mean, why does the scientific community always get away with this?
Well, I'll tell you. You're getting into something that's actually sort of personal to me, and it's an interesting story. You're here, your listeners may want to...
Stay there. I want to hear this, Doc, on the other side, and how we support what you're doing. Dr. Schneer is our guest, David W. Schneer, and we're going to give you the websites so you can go there and see it all for yourself as well when we come back. But I tell you, they are doing important work, and their press release is up at InfoWars.com right now. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Dr. Schneer, 35-year veteran of the EPA, joins us. He's also a lawyer, and he's suing over secret testing on people where they don't tell them what's happening. EPA sued in federal court over illegal human testing. That's from EPAHumanTesting.com. Junk Science is also carrying it. The story is starting to go big. We have our breakdown at InfoWars.com, including photos. Okay, Doc, the break interrupted you there. I was saying, it's time that people be prosecuted when they do Tuskegee-type stuff. And you said, well, this is actually near and dear to my heart. Let me tell you a story. Start over.
Yeah, I'd like to share with you the fact that some of this testing is important. It's valuable. When I was a child, and my family had four kids in it, and we had some neighbors down the way, a young lady, but I'm not going to use her name on radio, but she was a dear friend. She was a little bit older than me and old as my oldest brother. She died in an iron lung from polio. So when my brother, who at age six was asked to partake in the first human experiments using the Salk vaccine, we jumped at it. He did. I'm very proud of him. And out of that came something that put a disease away, just stopped it almost dead in its tracks. That's the kind of human testing that makes sense, that's good, that's well done, and about which we can be proud. But the other kind of testing is wrong, and that too has some resonance in my family. My name's David because I was named after and to honor a relative, the last male who died before I was born, a guy by the name of David Steiner. He died in Buchenwald. He died 21 days after the camp was liberated because at that point he was so starved and so ill he couldn't recover. And when you look at that from a family perspective, you begin to say, you know, I need to do whatever I can to make sure the government does the right thing at the right time. And that's part of why I joined EPA. Now, I will say I have many good friends at EPA, and I believe the agency, especially in its early days, was very, very important. We've solved a lot of our environmental problems, not every one, but almost all of them. And we've gotten to a point where we're now asking for more and more risk reduction for less and less benefit at higher and higher costs.
Well, sure. I just see it as a way to power grab and destroy private property rights while ignoring a lot of real environmental issues out there.
Well, there's a lot to your argument, and there are some that we care very deeply about. We're looking at, and we have a lawsuit in Colorado now to stop their unconstitutional renewable energy standard because, in fact, the renewable energy standards make the air dirtier. It doesn't make it cleaner, and it costs more. But it's
well, how does shutting down our power plants that are clean, even the new ones, help when China's building new dirty ones? I mean, it's just insane. Austin is shutting down all its coal power plants. Our prices are literally exploding. And they go, but it's for the earth. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, that's another example of the whole climate change issue at which some people in positions of power want to say that the scientific debate's over, but the scientific debate is not over. And, of course, in Texas you have the problem, and you had it last winter. I hope you don't have it again, where when the gas lines froze up and they couldn't get natural gas to the power plants, you were without energy.
That's right. They won't let us use the coal anymore, even though it's everywhere, and they've got systems that make it clean. Well, everybody has to get your story out. Blockbuster, EPA sued in federal court for conducting illegal human experiments. I know your organization is doing a lot of great work. Doc, I'd like to invite you back about the Colorado situation in the next few weeks and to give us an update on this. We've got a minute and a half before break. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to thank you for letting the issue get out. This is not a normal conspiracy kind of thing. This is just plain facts that show EPA is out of control, and we'd like to stop that.
Well, isn't this the kind of thing you'd try to stop when you were at the EPA would be people sending in diesel gas on people? I mean, it's just crazy.
It is, and if I'd known about it then, I'd have raised a ruckus the likes of which you'd never heard before.
What would happen if an employer was putting people in a place like this? I mean, they'd go to jail.
Well, it would be handled in the court system in a completely different way, but I assure you, they'd have to justify themselves. And a week from Friday, EPA is going to have to be in court explaining itself to a judge.
Well, we want to get an update from you, doctor. Again, a scientist and a lawyer, quite a combination. Look forward to speaking to you again. JunkScience.com is one of the sites. There's a lot of other people can read the PR Newswire story as well and see the photos at Infowars.com. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Pleasant to be with you.
Pleasure to be with you. Okay, there you go. Great organization there fighting against the out-of-control EPA. Oh, that said the Fukushima radiation was no big deal, but our carbon dioxide is evil that plants live off of. Just amazing power grabs that are taking place right now. Okay, news blitz. When we get back, federal court backtracks on TSA body scanner ruling. And a lot more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, GCNLive.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, it boils down to this. There are forces of good and forces of evil that have operated throughout history. And there's always a battle between good and evil. And evil seeks to get control of the high places so that it can overpower good. But good is stronger. And I do what I do because I love my family, I love my children, and I love your children. I want them to have a good future. And, you know, that's why I can't buy into all the racism stuff, even though it's tribal and feels good, because I care about everybody's children. And it's not just because I'm naive or simple that I'm not a hard, cold-blooded social Darwinist. It's because it's my hard wiring, and it's what my instincts and my gut tells me is the right thing to do. Does that mean that I don't know that there aren't groups that hate me because of where I live or what color I am? Yes. Does that mean that I won't oppose some of those groups that collectively get together to take my liberties? No, I'll oppose them, but I will scientifically point out that they're under programming and part of a gang. They play nations off against each other, the globalists do, but in the final equation, it is a corporatist, eugenicist-based system that is anti-human and that studies how humans operate and basically cheats and manipulates us against each other. And I don't want to be part of that. And so I make the hard decisions, even though they're not politically correct, and speak out against the corruption of the New World Order. Because there's a method to the madness of the globalist. It's cogent at one level, but at a deeper level, it is insane. It is pure death, the course that we're on. And if you just joined us, I covered this a little bit with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts in the last hour. It's the top story at Infowars.com, and it's chilling. It's C-SPAN with senior economists at the IMF and World Bank saying they need to stage a terror attack. We played the clip. And, you know, need to get nasty and blame it on Iran to get a war going. He says we need to go ahead and just start a big war. And they think the public's so dumb that once that starts, they'll think you're too stupid to even know why it started. And they know the prostitute media will not ever explain what happened. And they're talking about something that most analysts say will be a giant regional war and drive gas up to $8, $9, $10 a gallon, bankrupt the country. And then a 30, 40% chance it'll start World War III. They got the fleets lined up off China. They got the forces massing. You've got China threatening to nuke the U.S., Russia threatening. They didn't even do that during the Cold War. And meanwhile, people are like, hey, man, you see the referees? Yeah, they the referees, you know, the referees aren't doing a good job at the NFL. Now, when you listen to this guy in a minute and a half clip, it's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It'd be one thing if he said this in private, and that'd be evil enough with a bunch of serious criminals. But to say it openly, knowing most people are in a brain-numbed or brain-dead coma, induced hypnosis. The public's under mass hypnosis. I mean, medically, that's in mainline medical journals. That's in the BBC. That's not my opinion. I mean, I'm not just saying that. You've got a giant mass of people under hypnosis. You got the elite themselves are under their own hypnosis. They're smoking their own dope. Dr. Roberts agreed with me last hour. That's the father of Reaganomics. That's the former editor of the Wall Street Journal agreeing with me. And I remember him on the show 7, 8 years ago. He thought I was way out in left field on most stuff. And now he's like, yes, you have to come to InfoWord to find out the truth, because it is the truth. I've made this my life to know what's going on. And it's not hard. The globalists all brag in public. It's like this new thing. There's hundreds of cases where they write books saying they staged the attacks. I'll never forget, we could dig this up, Watson can add it. I remember like 6 years ago, there was that big scandal where the top former generals were being paid by the Pentagon, some of them $500,000 a year, to go out and push police state stuff and wars. And they even released a junior reporter that was in there with them, one of their minions, of the generals. And this got leaked by a whistleblower. We played it on air. It was in the news, but they didn't point out how big a deal it was. That it's the five generals, former generals, in there with Rumsfeld, and they're like, you know, 9/11 really helped us, sir. We need another one right now. Are we going to have one? You can pull this up. Rumsfeld, you know, talks about new 9/11 with generals. He's like, I know, but it's just hard right now. It's hard right now. I mean, they're not even one micron of denying what they're talking about. They're just, can we please have one of those? And Rumsfeld's like, it's hard right now, knowing, yeah, because people like Alex Jones and are risking their lives to come out and say it's an inside job. And so many good old boys are like, I was talking to one of these deer hunters this weekend. I mean, we weren't deer hunting, but he was down there getting a stand and stuff ready. Who a year ago, you know, this veteran engineer, you know, not nice fella, you know, smart guy, and a year ago he said, I know government staged stuff, but I just don't want to believe it. And then I explained, no, globalists run the radical Muslims, and sometimes they really stage stuff, sometimes they let them do it, but now do you understand, because they're running Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria? And he goes, yeah, now I understand. And then my uncle's talking about CIA drug dealing in Vietnam, and here's this guy who was in Vietnam. I'll just leave it at that, in classified areas. He's going, yep, it's all true, yep. So, see, it's like once people just admit it, yeah, okay, they did 9/11, yeah, the government brings the drugs in. You know, it's like they know, they all know, they were there. They all know. And it's not like it's only a few of them that know. I've got a great uncle, stuff you wouldn't even believe. Well, I guess you would believe it. You've seen a movie like The Package with Gene Hackman? Stuff like that. in Chicago, even in the same city. It's like, wow, I've heard this story before. You know, it's just crazy how wild reality is. And at the end of the package, a listeners kept calling and saying, I should see that movie. I hadn't seen it. It was made back in the 80s. Gene Hackman looks at the colonel and says, you know what? You're part of a different army than I am. And I don't want to get off into it. It's just there's good and there's evil, folks. And there isn't, it's not that the Russians are evil or America's evil or the Israelis are evil or the Germans are evil or the Iranians are evil. There's corrupt people in charge of all these countries. By their very nature, they don't get into power unless they're ruthless, and they're competing with all these other ruthless people. So it just becomes par for the course. And then groups the globalists are partnering with start kidnapping little kids, not just running sex slaves, not just running, you know, 18-year-old women, which is bad enough. Now it's little kids, and now it's blow their heads off. You know, I mean, that's in the news, that the UN and NATO groups get little kids, rape them, and then blow their heads off. I mean, you know, stuff like that, I don't even want to get into it on air. You can go look it up. I mean, you know, it's like, how far can you go? All the way to hell. That's the thing about evil is, all the government deals the drugs, big deal, somebody's going to use it anyways. Next, it's, oh, somebody's going to kidnap little kids and torture them and blow their heads off. So, you know, the government might as well control that. And, you know, we need to control it so we can limit it. You know, that's always the excuse. No, the truth is, you people are demons. And you're trying to start World War III. Why not? I mean, you got some guy, it looks like he's in a $500 suit with wrinkles all over it, up there with a bunch of men giggling, going, we can start killing people. We can stage something and start this war right now. And everybody's like, hey. Let me tell you, man, you think it's Soviet or Nazi war rooms, even though they were evil, they were sitting around joking? No, they weren't joking. It was very serious. I mean, you guys are a joke. You're going to, even if you were evil, you're not, you've inherited the power structure that Americans built that's become corrupted. You didn't build this, Jack, and you sure are running it into the ground, though. You're running it into the ground. Let me tell you, I've never seen anything more frightening than this little World Bank operative up there giggling and snickering and laughing about staging the murder of people to get us into a war. They'll kill Americans, folks, and then get us into a war, and they think they're so powerful, they admit the crimes in public. By the way, we've invited Dr. Pechenik back on the show, and he has not agreed to come back on yet, so that's out there, by the way. He would have already been on the show, bringing this type of stuff up. You know, we have the courage to put him on the show last week and to just put Paul Craig Roberts on and cover this. And believe me, it does take courage, because if these people will get up on TV and talk about staging fake terror attacks, folks, they'll do anything. And as a man, I've got to resist this, because these people will blow the face of the earth off. They will make this planet uninhabitable if they get their way. And see, you got to come to that point, folks. You got to get past what your neighbors think. You got to get past even losing your life, because if you're not willing to give your life up for freedom, the tyrants will take over. If you stand down, they're going to occupy. You got to go at this 110%. That doesn't mean recklessly, but you've got to resist it. People got to choose sides. And me, I'm against World War III. I stand with the Pentagon, who's been blocking this Iran nonsense since Cheney wanted to blow up our own ships and blame it on Iran, and that came out in New Yorker magazine. Why do you think senior White House advisors told Seymour Hersh, Pulitzer Prize winner, that? Because they're trying to stop this. The people at the CIA and the people in the Pentagon, there's a fight going on. The real government's trying to stop this from happening. And it's not even because most of them are perfectly moral good guys. They understand, folks, you go shoving the Russians around, they'll have a war with you. It doesn't matter if they're corrupt and falling apart. You go start fights with the Chinese that we've totally built up. And again, it's like the globalists to put Al-Qaeda in charge, and now Al-Qaeda's attacking them. You put the Chinese communists in charge, give them the ICBM MIRV technology, Laura Allen Hughes, and now the globalists want to start a fight with them. It's insanity! God. It totally freaks me out to watch that video, because it'd be one thing if it was clandestinely filmed and it was some cold-blooded guy up there saying it's a dangerous program, but we believe we need to do this, and it needs to be staged. It'd be bad enough, but it's like, we'll just stage something, like a Skeksis or something out of the Dark Crystal. It isn't funny. People like that will cause World War III, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's exciting to them. You know, I've learned about criminology. So many psychopaths and criminals, they do wilder and wilder stuff until they get caught. They're crying out to be caught. On television, they believe their own propaganda. I mean, oh, man, I tell you. Before I plug some other news here that's important, I want to plug the magazine. They're going quick. Last time they sold out in 36 hours. If you want the new October issue, DARPA, the real Skynet, October surprise, war, question mark, the end of humanity, rise of the robots. This is an emergency transmission. It blows away the last issue. If you subscribe, though, you can get the first issue. We save some back for subscribers. $59.95. That includes shipping. Nobody can beat that deal. 13 issues delivered to your door for $59.95. Or you can buy them in bulk at cost. 10 for $14.95 and so on. International, it's a little bit more because of the shipping. But again, you can sign up at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I hope to back off their World War III plans. You know, it came out that 4 years ago, what former top CIA analyst Ray McGovern told us indeed was going on. That Cheney was trying to stage a terror attack to get us into war. That got backed off. We got called fearmongers for saying the war with Iran is on. Turned out it was on. It was on again last year with the fake assassination attempts of the Saudi ambassador in New York. That turned out that was fake. We're trying to stop it now. They've had three chairmen of the Joint Chiefs, two heads of CENTCOM, or is it even more, resign saying they're being ordered to launch attacks. And then the neocon mouthpieces are like, don't listen to Alex Jones and others. There's not going to be a war. No, you just invaded all these countries and are launching proxy wars against Syria, Libya, Iran, everything else. And on TV saying you've already launched proxy wars, giggling about it. Oh, no, there's no danger of a war. So we'll just go, oh, there's no danger of a war. So we'll just shut up and let them all do it. And then if we stop the war, oh, see, there wasn't a war. Oh, Alex, there's no TSA on the streets of America. Boom, they're all over the streets. Oh, big deal. We need them. Alex, there's no secret experimentation. I mean, even though there is, don't be a fearmonger. This is what they do to get you to stand down and have learned helplessness and suspended mass psychosis of mass Stockholm syndrome and normalcy bias. And folks, if you don't know what those terms are, you better look them up. Because our ruling elite are like Hitler turning east to go fight the Russians in 1943. Or Napoleon doing it in 1810 or whatever it was. This is not good, and it's all because these crazy bankers who've built an empire on delusion and their quadrillions of fake debt, they believe they're unstoppable. They believe they're all-powerful. We're repeating history. The New World Order is so good at running our lives, so good at poisoning our water, so good at dumbing us down. But they can't run themselves. See, that's the thing. They're not in control of themselves. They're going to destroy themselves and us along with them. So, I got to say, the Pentagon's doing a good job trying to stop all this. But there's a fight going on with a minority of people in the Pentagon that want to start World War III. And they got a bunch of so-called Christians who want to get World War III going because they think it's going to make Jesus come back. I mean, you talk about Jim Jones stuff writ large. You people are out of your minds. You think you're going to tie yourselves to a rocket and eject out of here? when you start World War III, think again, I've read the Bible. That ain't in there. The rapture's after all this happens. But your preachers are bought and paid for. It doesn't matter. It's like every Christian group, every time they're getting slaughtered the last 100 years, they think it's the rapture, and they stand down and just get killed. I mean, they did it with Hitler. They did it with Stalin. The Ukrainian Christians did it. Christians in Cambodia stood down thinking it was the rapture. And I'm tired of it. Even if the rapture was coming, you think God's going to say he knows you? If all this evil's going on and you just hide in fear because you're afraid and you say, oh, praise God, things are getting bad. It's the end of the world, 2012. Talk about evil. I mean, does your spirit, does your gut, that's what your gut is, does it tell you that you're going to be safe just hiding and going to your little church that tells you, now, spy on your neighbors, Romans 13, it's of the Lord. The government loves us. No, the government's a bunch of devil-worshipping demons. And if you serve this government, you might as well just swear allegiance to Satan. Unless you work within the government to stop what's happening. But if you aid the people running this government, you're going to hell.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
This is just out. We're going to get it up at InfoWars.com. It's from the NapaPatch.com. Napa chalk suspect assigned public defender. They've given her felony charge for writing YouTube Building 7, the building they publicly blew up and said they were going to blow up in front of everyone. They said, get back, we're going to bring it down, said on the news it had fallen on its own footprint before it even did. That's called jumping the gun. We had her on for 45 minutes on the nightly news last night. That interview in video is up at InfoWars.com if you want to go watch it. Nice young lady. no criminal record. She's coming on the radio with an update tomorrow, and they're going ahead with the prosecution. They say it's a felony vandalism to draw with chalk. Children are allowed to, but your political speech, and the judge said, I don't want to hear it from you. We want to put you in jail. It's all there. I mean, and it's like, and like the media is like, it's a waste of taxpayer money. No, it's not. Drive the scum American into submission. Destroy free speech. Destroy America. That's why I'm announcing. I meant to get to it today. I ran out of time in this hour. I'm going to go out tomorrow, and I'm going to chalk all over Austin, and I'm telling people all over, if you believe in the First Amendment, if you feel as I feel, we've got to use the First Amendment or lose it, then get out there. People are like, liability, Alex, of telling people to go chalk. Look, it's free association. We got to exercise the First Amendment. Okay? I mean, I'm going to go out and do it as part of Free Speech Week, and I'm going to film the TSA, which, by the way, is not illegal to do. We've got an article out on that. We're going to let these government scum know that we're not their property. They're trying to take us over. They farm us like they're food now. They work for foreign banks. They're collaborators. Those aren't just words, folks. I come to you from FEMA Region 6 under the Rural Council. I don't live in America anymore. I'm mad about it. I don't care how much PR and propaganda you got that you're good. The government is run by murdering child molesters, okay? Homeland Security, all of them, run the white slavery rings. And I will not be part of it, you murderers. And all of you that work for it, that think it's good and serve it and get off on the power trip, you might as well kneel to Satan right now. If you work for the system and quietly resist it, that's fine. That's honorable. But if you love it and you're like a pig wallowing in a bunch of mud, then you are disgusting. Man, if you don't know this is tyranny, you're blind. Spiritually. It makes me sick. I never got to, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist if it's up at Infowars.com. We added a bunch to the Liberty Blitzkriegs. If you're capable of critical thinking, you're one. You distrust mainstream media, you're one. You like nature, you're one. You think it's a good idea to spend Friday night and Thanksgiving with your family rather than camping outside Best Buy to get cheap plasma television made by slaves in China. You think it's a little strange WTC-7 came down at free fall speed on 9/11. It was not hit by a plane. You think that drones in America might not be for Al-Qaeda. You would like to be able to get on a plane without having to engage in mandatory radiation bath and digital strip search. You have read a book in the past year. You think you have a right to protest. You think the war on terror is a scam. You think the war on drugs is a scam. You think that the anger directed at America and the Middle East could possibly be related to a foreign policy rather than having how amazingly free we are. You think the Republicans and Democrats are exactly the same on important issues affecting our country. You think that believing in the Constitution does not constitute a terrorist act. You have heard of the Bill of Rights and even name one or some of them. You have questioned whether the government loves you. You think the right to bear arms is not for hunting, rather so citizens can fight back so the government become a bunch of tyrannical thugs. And it just goes on from there. And Paul Watson added a bunch of his points to it. Well, Paul and I did this morning, so we've expanded on it. And we want you to add your points underneath it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll take the best ones and add it into a new one tomorrow as a new meme to say you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't think sodium fluoride, admitted at the levels it's in the water, gives you brain damage in a Harvard study. If you don't think it's good, you're bad. And I'll announce this properly tomorrow, but get this out to everybody right now. This is so important. New national anti-TSA campaign launched. Opt out and film week launched at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available. available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.